everyone, and welcome back to the Seals podcast. This is episode 31, and today we have a little look back into the progressive season that was 2022-23, a look ahead to the immediate future, and what an exciting one it is. I'm your host, Albert Davis, and this is your home of the official Chester FC podcast. There's so many ways to stay up to date and to tune in, be it on thesealspodcast.buzzsprout.com, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, however else. Your support is always appreciated to the show. May brought a tinge of disappointment then, as the season ended with that playoff semi-final defeat to Brackley Town. However, no one can dispute it was a season of real upward movement for the Blues, and there's lots to smile about going into 2023-24. It's all about how you react following a defeat, and as a club, it's with immense pride that I say we followed up that game with 1,500 season ticket sales thanks to your incredible support. We're over halfway to target 100k and boost the budget after just 1 week. That's down to you as well. And let's not forget Callum and his staff being able to retain such a strong core of that team that served so proudly throughout the campaign. And they've added to it too now, with a familiar face. Charlie Caton had 6 excellent months on loan with the club from Shrewsbury Town. The 20-year-old forward registered 14 goal involvements in 26 league games with the Seals. He's departed the Shrews this month, and despite interest elsewhere, it's with great delight that we say he's put pen to paper on a 2-year deal with Chester this weekend. Here he is after signing up until 2025 at the Diva. Charlie, welcome back to Chester Football Club. You must be absolutely delighted to be back on board here.
Yeah, delighted. Obviously enjoyed my loan spell last season. It was a great season for the club and for me personally, so I thought it'd be a good move to join back.
Talk about that as a good move. No doubt, you know, since the news came out, you would have had offers, but what was it that sort of tempted you back to Chester?
Probably the club and the supporters, and obviously the ambition of the club and what the manager said his plans are. I'm really excited and really excited for the season ahead.
Obviously we had a great season last year, progressive season, moving from 16th to 3rd. Obviously it didn't end in the way we would have hoped, but I'm sure there's a desire from yourself and from lads in the group to go one step further this year.
Yeah, there's been massive improvement and hopefully we can improve again on last season. So we just need to go into pre-season confident, but hopefully we can have another exciting season.
We're only about, I think, a month or so from pre-season training starting again. I'm sure you'll have a nice little break and then you'll be itching to get started again.
Yeah, can't wait to get started now in pre-season and join back with the lads again. After the Brackley game, obviously we needed a bit of time away, and then obviously delighted to join back and really excited for pre-season now.
And obviously off the field here, 1,500 or so season tickets sold, you know, a really exciting time. Crowds are on the up last year. You must be looking forward to getting back out there and playing in front of the fans again.
Yeah, amazing. You could see when I've been here last season, the crowds were incredible. And for the club this size, we need to be higher up in my opinion. So that'll be our aim for next season, definitely.
Just finally, in terms of the group, I'm sure you've seen the news coming, filtering through in the past week or so. It must be great to sort of have that continuity to see so many lads signing up again for next season and keep the core of that group.
Yeah, it's great. I think that was something important that we needed to do. And it was good that we've kept a good core of lads here, and hopefully we can make one or two more improvements and then we could really do something next season.
Well, I'm certainly excited to see Charlie back in action for the club. I hope you are as well. He played a huge part at just 20 years old, and now we've got 2 more years of him in blue and white. Next up, Callum McIntyre, the Vanarama National League North manager of the season. His first full year in charge of the club has been excellent, and next year it'll be all about going one step further. He spoke to us for the first time since that semi-final game, so we had a little chat about the season that was, as well as bringing Charlie Caton back to the club, and also what an important impact boost the budget had on being able to do just that. Here he is. Mm-hmm. Carl, obviously, first time we've spoke since that playoff semi-final game against Brackley. I'm sure you look back and reflect back on that whole season, though, your first in charge of the club, your first full one in charge of the club, with immense pride.
Yeah, I think you have to address the fact that the nature of playoff situations is that the season's aims come down then to, in our case, it would have been 290 minutes. You can be disappointed, obviously, about not achieving promotion, to losing a semi-final, to losing a game of football, to have a disappointing performance. I think what becomes a little bit easier a couple of weeks after the event is you start to reflect on the 46 games beforehand and the bits that went on. And I don't think the disappointment goes away. And I hope that if ever I'm in a job where I'm not disappointed when things aren't right, and I'm not happy when things are going well, that I sort of throw the towel in, because you want to be so invested in what you're doing. But I think for us, that is the nature of knockout football. And we were knocked out of a semi-final stage of a competition where promotion was the final goal. Does that take away from what went on previously? No. We had a fabulous season. The club had a fabulous season. What the players did out on the pitch, week after week after week, we're delighted to have set a record away from home, to have finished third place, to have created some brilliant memories and moments along the way. It's what the football club needed. And I remember when I was brought in with a task, I don't think the task was finished third. The aim eventually for the football club needs to be promotion. Are we better placed going into next season to try and achieve that aim? I would say so. From where we were 12 months ago, the building blocks have been put in place, the players that we have on board, I feel that the position's a lot stronger, and I'm certainly looking forward to the season ahead. The difficult bit around the end of the season often is around the retention and release of players. I think it's very, very important to place on record that we absolutely put our best wishes to those players that are leaving the football club. They were really difficult decisions. It is the worst part. There's bits of any job that are, there's goods, there's bads, there's uglies. It's really tough, and to not be able to retain those players and feel like we need to go in a different direction, is tough conversations. But I think the way that all of those that are leaving the club are spoken about, and I won't go through them on an individual basis, but look at the collective, to see them spoke about so fondly, from supporters, from their players, teammates last year, and myself, as a reflection on what they did for the club. So anyone that was a part of what was achieved last season will be held in real high regard at this football club. And it was tough to see them move on, but it's all about next season now.
Definitely, it's all about how you sort of move on from that, and the progression so far. 1,500 season tickets sold, which I think is scaled new heights, particularly for the reformed club. Managing to retain the core of that squad that did so well last year, and to add to it with the permanent acquisition now of Charlie Caton.
I think I touched upon it before around not achieving the ultimate aim of promotion. The product of what you're seeing of increased season ticket sales, of an incredible response to boost the budget in the first instance, the type of players that are in discussions with us, is a reflection on what was achieved last year. I think the most important thing is that we've got to maintain our status as a top three club in the National League North in the first instance. The way we start the season next season has got to be building on from last season, that it isn't a completely clean slate. We've got to carry on the journey that we were on, that we didn't have a good start last year. We were okay. We didn't have a great punch or turn after the opening 12 games. What we did in the 34 after that was to be neck and neck with two clubs that, God forbid I describe any other club in any way. Wow. That went down well. But they're the realities that I've got to look at where we want to be. So it's fantastic to have seen the increase in season ticket sales, to have seen the gates increase in the back half of the year. That's what, when we look back, last season was, and what we achieved is to put the real solid building blocks. It's quite right now that there's an expectation to first maintain that level, secondly improve it. And you hear me and you hear the way I will speak, you will see what we'll do in terms of signings. And I think it's brilliant to pick up on that. For Charlie Caton to have had the offers that he's had this summer to sign for us, to really believe in what we're going to do next season, speaks volumes. to have a player of his quality at this level is enormous for us, and I am ecstatic to have got it done. He's someone I think a lot of. I think he's a player that's got a really bright future. I believe we will be a stepping stone for him. I believe he will go and play an enormous amount of Football League games, but I can see that he believes this is the right opportunity and the right platform for him to showcase his talents. Why? We're going to have a very, very good football team. We've got a clear ambition as to where we want to go, and we believe we can achieve it. We have a supporter base that are worth buying into. And as much as there's been some stuff on the back of the playoff game that quite rightly the club speak about, it isn't for me to speak about. And as much as I'm confused why some people think I will talk about the football team and the effect on the football team. And when I speak about supporters and external factors, I will speak about their influence on the football team. It isn't for me to talk around anything other than that. I've been really, really clear on that. When I've done that previously, I've been quite clear on what I wanted to say. So when I talk around that supporter base, what they produce for our players makes them want to be a part of that. The way the club have conducted themselves in the last 12 months, the professionalism that they've generated, and the feel-good factor, all those things play a part in signing a player like Charlie Caton. He can clearly see that. He's not the only one. You never know. Maybe there might be another one of a similar standing through the door in the next 24 hours. You never know. Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe we'll see where that goes. But for us to see the building blocks from the supporters and the Boost the Budget campaign and the general positivity, that's how I now choose to reflect on last season. Last season did that. I think we all know what the aim is going to be this season.
Touched on Boost the Budget there, obviously. 50,000 raised past halfway, beyond the target in the first 5 days or so, sort of shows the progress that's been made. And ultimately, it enables you to sign a player like Charlie Caton. Hopefully there's more through the door very soon, and it's the excitement that builds, that the fans will understand. I'm sure that they help to produce that. They play a massive part, don't they?
Yeah, the response to it is phenomenal, particularly in tough times for people. And I think when I've spoke about wanting to speak about Boost the Budget, it was with real clarity as to wanting to give people an understanding as to what it looks like. So the initial contributions have given us the ability to sign Charlie Caton, and like I say, potentially another one that will certainly get supporters on the edge of the seats. We can't do it without that. Last season, Boost the Budget enabled us to sign Kurt Willoughby, to bring in some terrific loan signings, to bring Kieran Coates in 2 weeks into the season. That we can't do it without that. So what does it look like? The way I try and quantify it is every £4,500 is £100 into the playing budget. That's the reality. So then for every £20,000 that can be raised, all of a sudden, you're in the market for a £500 a week player. And as that total goes up in that £4,500, that's how my eyes kind of look at it, that over the duration of a 44-week contract, that is the type of value. We know the players that we're targeting. We feel like we're in discussions with really high-level players. Last year, I hope we demonstrated that there's a strategy to our recruitment, and it's twofold. The targets that you want to bring that generally are within the identity of your team. What was ours last year? High energy, dynamic, technicians. And I think we had goals in the team. I think you can see that. This year, we know, how do we maintain that? Because we won't go away from that identity. And how do we improve it? How do we get players that allow us to improve our home form, where a real focus has got to be? Where did we drop points in certain games, in certain moments? How do we bring players in that help us be better in those situations? We're in discussions with those players. The Boost the Budget campaign lets us elevate the status of player that we then go in for in their identity. So last year, I think it was a harder sell for players to come to the football club. And I think it sounds awful, but we probably had to work harder last summer. This summer, it's about working smarter and making sure that we make the right decisions from the options we've got. What I would say to our supporters is the more money that is in that Boost the Budget campaign and is raised ultimately changes who those players are and improves it from a financial perspective. I think you can see the messaging from the club is quite clear. If you're a tier one contributor, can you become a tier two contributor? If you're a tier two contributor, can you become a tier three contributor? But don't underestimate how important every contribution, no matter how small, is to making a real difference to what we're able to do with that money. And my message is, you look at the amount of pledges, We now have 1,500 season ticket holders. How fantastic would it be to have 1,500 contributors to boost the budget, whether they are small, medium, big, whatever that is, it all contributes to what we want to be, which is building a team that is capable of being promoted out of this league.
And that will do us for episode 31. Thank you for your support of the club and also this podcast throughout the season. We will be back when the players return for pre-season as we look ahead to the start of a brand new campaign. It's been a year to be proud to be a part of this club. We've got the manager of the season. We've got the best defence in the league. We've got a side that went an incredible 21 matches unbeaten away from home. We had three players in the team of the season: Harry Tyrer, Declan Weeks, Kurt Willoughby. We continue to build, continue to grow as a club, both on and off the pitch. Let's hope that 2023-24 will be the most memorable one yet. See you soon. Up the Seals. Bye for now.